Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, this episode of Don't You Know Who I Am is brought to you by Coopers Inn Comedy. That's right, this festival, make sure Coopers Inn Comedy is on your list of places to go visit. Amazing acts, people like Brett Blake, Tim Hewitt doing shows there, a whole bunch of other cool people, plus they have great drink prices. Go to their website, Coopers Inn Comedy, and for discount tickets to their late shows, type in podcast. That's right, put in podcast, you'll get discounted tickets to all of their late shows. Their Friday night, Saturday night, it's going to be the place to be. So make sure you head to Coopers Inn Comedy, this comedy festival. Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Don't You Know Who I Am. It is very, very close to comedy festival time. So if you haven't got tickets to the live podcast, make sure you go to joshua.com.au, get some tickets. You can get a season pass, all four shows for $60. Or you can just go individual and go, you know what? I can't commit to all four. I understand. It's huge. But come to some of them. So this first week one coming up on March 28th, great lineup. So it's Andy Lee, Nina Oyama, Alex Ward, Tommy Daslow. Going to be heaps of fun. Second one, we've got Ross Noble coming in. That's going to be awesome. The third one after that, Luke Heggie. It's going to be so much fun. Danielle Walker's also doing the third one. And the final one, I can't say. Make sure you get tickets. It's going to be great. So, I'm so excited. Anyway, that's that show. Also, another show I'm very excited about is my show with Ben Lomas, my good buddy Ben. So we're doing, apparently, for the last 2 weeks of the festival, starting April 6th, going all the way through April 18, even doing that Monday, which other shows have off, we're going to do it. So 9:30, the Imperial Hotel, it's only a 45-seater. A lot of the shows are close to selling out, so make sure you get a ticket. It's going to be a fun little show. Thanks everyone who's been Patreon subscribing. The numbers are bouncing up, which is very nice to see. So go to patreon.com/dykwia. Every week you'll get a new top five episode, the one I did this week with my friend Damien Lawler. If you're not a subscriber, you'll hear it, the first like 8 minutes of it on Friday. I'll put it out in this feed. It's very funny. We talk about our favorite body parts. I love Damien. He's a weird guy, and I really like it. So go to patreon.com/dykwia. I know I'm selling lots of stuff, and I understand money is tight for a lot of people. If it is tight for you, but you still want to help out the podcast, go to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. Go to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star rating. Tell your friends to listen to the show. The more numbers I get, the better the ad money is. It all helps. So thank you very much, everyone who's been supporting me over the last 5-6 years doing this podcast. That's all I need to say. Enjoy this episode. It's another one where I decided to go 5 different cities, 4 different time zones. I don't know why I did it, but I did, and it sounds great. So enjoy this episode with Christian Finnegan, John Hastings, Redown, and Alex J. And welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle, and if this is your first time to the podcast, welcome. I don't know why you've left it 246 episodes to finally listen to one, but I'm glad you're here. What I do, I get 4 very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives, so let's meet them now. Our first guest is a first-timer to the podcast. He shares his name with an associate biotech production specialist at Regeneron in Cork. Can you please welcome from the US, it is Christian Finnegan. Hey!
Yeah! Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's very exciting. My first name is actually Fletcher, so Fletcher Christian, the famous mutineer, named after Fletcher Christian.
Well, on LinkedIn, this is, I typed in Christian Finnegan. So many, and this would be no surprise to someone with a name of Christian Finnegan, so many from the Irish region of the world. It is, and also it was bringing up lots of Christine Finnegans.
Which was generally what every teacher said on the first day of school. And then everyone would laugh.
Great.
It's like Christine Finnegan, and they'd be like, it's Christian. And everybody'd start laughing.
How are you, Christian? Now, for the listener, we've known each other for... We met in 2010.
We had a very intense month of knowing each other, and then we have not seen each other since.
No, but I follow you on Twitter, and...
Yes. I've been abreast of what's going on in your life.
I'll bring this up later on, because I really want to talk to you about something, but I'll bring it up in the first round. It'll come up, so don't worry. So thank you for joining it.
Good to know.
Also joining us is a man who shares his name with the CEO of Citibank in Canada, which is weird because this guy's also Canadian. Can you please welcome back to the pod? It's John Hastings.
Yay!
I also didn't know Citibank was in Canada. That's how long it's been since I've been to my homeland. Good to see everybody.
It's like I was had to look at his profile pretty closely to make sure that you didn't just quit comedy and go into just being the CEO of a bank during lockdown, would have been...
After the last year, we've all had a couple of moments. I'm not a professional Twitch streamer. Life is crazy.
Hey, our next guest shares her name with the Facebook alias of a Washington political reporter, Alex Miller, who works for Next TV. Can you please welcome us, Alex J?
Woo!
Yay!
Yeah, so I typed into Facebook Alex, Alex J, and this other woman came up, but it's like her posting up, hey, I'm on Next TV tonight. This is my report from Washington, and it's all Alex Miller. So
wait, her fake name is Alex J or her real name is Alex J?
Her fake name is Alex J.
Ooh.
Yeah, so she's using your name for her fake name.
Ooh, maybe she's in witness protection or something exciting like that.
Yeah. And finally, our next guest shares her name with an Australian journalist who, for as long as you've been coming on the show, Ree, we've used this person every time. Mm-hmm. And she just keeps on getting up and up the corporate ladder. So today's no exception. She's gone from Channel 31, which is the community radio, community TV station down here in Melbourne, Win TV, which is the regional stuff. Then she went to the Herald Sun, and now she's at the Australian full time. Can you please welcome? It's Ree Down. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm sick of this fucking bitch. I'm sick of it. I'm actually fucking sick of it. I'm like, actually stop fucking bringing her up on this fucking podcast.
But you come on the show a fair bit. You come on probably every 3 months, and this person gets a promotion every 3 months.
It's actually really annoying, and I'm serious. I don't want to talk about it. Like, don't try and continue this riff with me.
Hey, you're doing well too, Ree. You just got cigarettes delivered to your house in a bag.
Yeah, that's also for the fucking listeners. Josh doesn't know how to fucking schedule anything.
Yes.
So he sends us all a message going, instead of this time, it's going to be 40 minutes earlier. So I'm currently trying to huff down so much fucking McDonald's that I was like, I'm going to luxuriously eat these chips. I'm going to watch another Criminal Minds episode. And then I'm going to do this podcast. And now I'm sneaking around trying not to, you know, disrupt anyone.
I'm going
to
step in right here. You're not, I wouldn't say you're sneaking around. You're like full on just sort of eight.
But I like to be more like vocal when I eat, and I can't. I'm shoving it in, sure, but I'm suppressing a lot of the joy that I
think it's more important that we need to talk about the fact that Ree Down, like, that you have a very unique name, and the fact that there's two people in the same city.
Yeah.
Are you also in...
I'm in Brisbane.
She was for a while.
Oh, I was in Melbourne for a while. And she's got a job. Yeah, she's got a job. I'm sick of it. It hurts my feelings.
I just want to say... For the people who can't see us, which is everyone, of course, it's not just that you're eating the French fries. It was great. Is that you're holding the French fries like Andrew Dice Clay would hold a cigarette. You know what I mean? Like between your fingers, like, oh, you look about to say something very date.
Yeah. Well, after I finish this meal, I'm going to be having my cigarette. So
I want everyone.
I will hold them like that as well.
In the lockdown, I've seen Andrew Dice Clay more than I've seen my mom. And that I've seen Andrew Dice Clay one time, and I've not seen my mom in the lockdown.
Oh, do you miss her?
I do miss her. Also, Andrew Dice Clay, very much living that character. He was in a Starbucks, and I heard him go, oh, like, about how the coffee was taking some time. And I was like, that is a man that is, that he has been that for too long, ladies and gentlemen.
He has a brand, and he's sticking to it.
Yeah.
Like imagine we all do this podcast again in like 1 week, and I'm doing this exact. I'm still eating these chips. I'm still smoking cigarettes.
That's your new thing. That's your get or done.
It's always been my thing. It's always been my fucking thing.
Except you have a leather jacket that just says down on the back.
Yeah.
Of it.
Yeah.
All right, our first game today is called Social Media. I'll read out a status update by one of you four. And if you think you know who wrote it, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right. If you get it wrong, though, you don't lose a point. The person actually wrote it, they get the point. So go all out. All right. Our first one is this one. My partner is showing me mind puzzles. Evidently, I don't give a fuck is not one of the answers.
John.
Yes, John.
I'm going to say it's Re.
No, that was you, you dipshit. Straight away.
This happens every time I play because I don't remember what my tweets are.
No. And this was not that recent. Like, this was a fair while ago. So I understand why you might not have.
Yeah, so I don't have a partner anymore. So that, first of all, dates to me.
Thanks, Josh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah. You want to bring up the fact that I nearly died 6 weeks ago too, you motherfucker?
Round three, we'll bring that up. Okay.
I do want to bring that up.
All right, next question. Happy International Men's Day, you dumb fucks.
Alex.
Yes, Alex.
Was it Re?
That was Re, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That was just by process of elimination.
Not knowing anybody, I feel like to even put in a guess is like making a stereotype about basically 90 seconds of having met any of you. So
yeah. I am my stereotype. Whatever you think I'm like, I'm exactly like that.
Yeah.
So I'm serious, babe.
Yeah, you were talking about Dexies and now you're having a full hamburger? Like, what I'm trying to say is, yeah.
I'm just going to go, my plan is like, whatever sounds feminine, I'm going to go Alex. Okay. Because I know it's not me.
My guess just then was purely by process of elimination. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, I know that's me. That was like the one time I knew it was me, but the rest of them I'm fucked. And also I'm going to have to be like, me, with my fucking food in my mouth. No, not good.
All right, question three. Sorry you suck at stand-up and had to become a right-wing podcaster.
Re.
Yes, Re.
Christian?
You are correct, Ree. Yes, point there for Ree, yeah.
I saw him smirk, you little fucking, you smug fuck.
Which failed comedian
who
became
a... water with some peers.
Yeah.
I was about to ask which failed comedian became a right-wing podcaster, because they're real dime a dozen these days, and it's very irritating.
Throw a rock, you'll hit one.
Yeah.
I fucking hope so, throw a brick.
Yeah, I think it was the day after the Capitol insurrection, and yeah, okay. There was literally a comedian who was podcasting from there. And
oh my god,
fuck that person! Yeah. So yeah,
I wanted to know, Christian, if your messages had people saying, "Hey, is this about me?" Like, did you get anyone hitting you up going, "Hey, is this?"
I think I replied to my own tweet like, this could apply to about 10 people are wondering, am I subtweeting you? And the answer is yes, go fuck yourself or something like that. But honestly, it's like, I feel like without the sort of the neutral zone of actually being in comedy clubs, it's whatever rifts existed, at least in the New York scene, have just become cavernous because, you know, it used to be like, I might not agree with you, might be on different sides of political coin, but at least we have to entertain the same group of people. So there's a little bit of commonality. And now for the last year, it's just, I don't know how it's going to be when people are back. It's going to get
almost a year ago to the day, it was when like Australia went into lockdown and there was two comics who went online and they've both been on my show multiple times. So Greg Larson and Nina Oyama in a week were just losing their mind, just outing every single person who was like a sexual predator and just going, these people are shit. And I was like, oh, this lockdown's going to be great. This is going to be a fantastic time.
I mean, what's like, because I'm in LA and what's amazing is the exact same thing that happened in New York is happening in LA, but it was taken to the next level, which is in LA, all of the people on one side just moved to Austin, Texas, which made it that much funny where it's like, oh, wicked. Like everyone could say what we want. You're not coming back.
The dream.
Question four. Bye. Millennial suicide note.
Ray.
Yes, Ree. Yes, Ree. Oh.
All right, is that John?
No, that was Christian. A point there for Christian.
Oh, so funny.
Oh my god, I forgot that was me.
Yeah. It was a good one. because you seemed quite shocked when I said it. You're like, who would,
I did.
Who would?
Because I was
going to
be like, oh my God, I liked that tweet. Yeah. Who wrote that?
I remember that one.
That's so funny.
Next question. Next question. Me every morning. I reckon I could skip having a glass of wine tonight. Me every 1 p.m. Lol.
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
Alex.
That is correct. Yeah, another point there for Ree.
I was like, that's almost something I would tweet, so it's got to be Alex.
Yeah, I've become my mother. It's really exciting. It's a good transition.
Well, at time of recording, we've got 15 minutes to go until you can crack open a savvy bee.
Thank you.
Technically, we should have been able to start this podcast with the wine, Josh.
Yeah, I know.
That's true. That's the only reason I said yes.
Yeah, I should be hammered right now.
If it makes you guys feel any better, I almost forgot that I was supposed to do this podcast and I had a joint in my mouth and I was like, there's the podcast.
But now you're looking at Ree going, I could have done that.
You definitely would have done it. I would have done it too.
Anything
else. It would have been so rad if I had just done some skag and just shown up here.
Yeah. I would have gotten a tap. I would have made it so crazy. Last time I was on here, I sculled a whole bottle of like cocktails.
You did. You went through two of them, I think.
Yeah, I don't have a day job anymore. It's the best.
Yeah, right.
No one will have me.
Next question. Sometimes, though, like, don't ignore the haters, because what if you're actually doing something heaps shit?
John.
Yes, John.
Ree.
No, that is Alex J. A point there for Alex.
I never ignore the haters. I listen to everything they have to say, and I take it on board.
I take all feedback on board, yeah.
I never sleep.
I knew it wasn't Christian because of the use heaps, and I was like, is it Alex or Ree? And then Ree just had a cigarette in her mouth, and I'm going to go, let's go with Ree.
Yeah.
Probably that fucking insane slut.
Yeah. I mean, it's so exciting to see someone smoking inside.
The dream. Right.
It's very baller.
This next question could be the easiest question in the history of the game, but here we go. Anytime someone offers me $2 for a cigarette, I'm like, you're about 4 cents short, cunt. Sorry.
John?
I'm Christian.
Yeah, yes, all three of you. Who do you think it is?
Ree.
God, let me say Ree.
Yeah, you all get a point there. I'm going to give you all a point. Apart from Ree. Yeah.
I don't get it. Excuse me, cunt.
You're going to get enough.
I should get a point for smoking a cigarette. I'm risking it all right here.
By the way, if I win tonight, does that mean I can't certify for unemployment this week?
Oh, yeah, we'll see.
I don't know what the cash prize is.
We'll wait until it goes out. It's the week it goes out, yeah.
Such a living in America 2021 joke right there. Just like doing the math. Wait, no, I'm not doing that gig. Biden money coming my way.
It's like the comedian in Mike Goldstein was like going the transition from, because we were getting I think $1,300 a fortnight,
like almost like $1,500.
Yeah, he was like the transition from full time comedian to employment benefits has never been easier. He's like, it's just... Yeah. All right, this one. This was a photo. It was a reply to someone someone who'd killed a bear and put a photo of them having killed the bear. And this person wrote. You are a basket of my piss. Slip down some steps, you cock.
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
John?
Yes, you are correct. That was John. You're pointing for Ree.
I love the word piss.
What kind of basket holds piss?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Not
it's not woven, yeah.
I remember this tweet too because it was like some fuck bragging about killing like a beautiful big bear in Canada. I'm like, can you stop? Bruce. Killing the bear. They're very essential to our ecosystem, and also they're just the gentlemen and ladies of the forest.
Yeah, they're so nice.
Like, I would understand being excited about doing that if you did it with your hands. Like,
if you just walk up on a sleeping
Josh
funny. And you strangle it to death
and just punch it.
That's
the
kind of man you are. Wow.
Imagine if it comes
in
out.
That guy's defense. Yeah. In that guy's defense, that bear was racist.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Oh, that's ACAB. ACAB.
Yeah, yeah. ABAB. All bears are bastards.
All bears are bastards.
Question 9. So are we to understand that young Sheldon wore bow ties every day, but then as an adult transitioned to Green Lantern t-shirts?
John?
Yes, John.
Christian?
You are correct, John. That was Christian.
It has always bothered me.
I love this tweet.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. Because I guess, like, as an adult, he wears kids' clothing. But then when they did the stupid show, they thought, well, they can't just put him in T-shirts because then he would just look like a normal kid. We have to make him look like a weirdo. So we'll dress him like a, it just makes no sense. It's, yeah, sorry. The Sheldon, greater Sheldon universe has some problems.
Now, I thought about this tweet a lot after I read it. And the other tweet I've thought about with you, Christian, was, and I tried to find it, but I think you've deleted it, but I couldn't find it in my search, is you wrote, I like the music of Future of the Left, but I think I could never be friends with the lead singer because he would hate me.
Yeah. Andy Farkas, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's been on this podcast.
Really?
Yeah, he was a guest on this podcast, and I felt the same way. I had to go and pick him up and drive him 40 minutes to the podcast studio and then drive him home, and I've never been so nervous to play music in my own car.
Oh, absolutely. What did you play? Did you play, like... you know, Shakira or something?
Just no, I played the band Idols.
Uh-huh, okay. Yeah, I could see that being a good stab.
Well, he said, oh, do you like this band? And it was very loaded. And I went, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I like the guy. There's one member of the band who I absolutely hate. And then went into a story about this guy. And I was like, oh, no. All right, we'll turn it over. And I just played local bands going, oh, he won't have any opinions on these ones. This will be fine.
Yeah. Smart plan.
Yeah, very nice guy. Super nice guy.
That is a genuine shock to me because lyrically, you would not think that would be the case.
All right. Our last question for this round. Balls are just the tits of the dick.
Alex.
Yes, Alex.
John?
No, that was redown. A point there's a read.
I tried to look surprised. Like, I was like, who said that?
That's what threw me. Yeah. I was going to say re, and then the acting came through, and I was like, oh, my God, give this woman an Oscar.
Yeah.
Did anyone just think that could be any of us? That's what I thought. I was like, that could be me.
I just think it's really weird that she didn't credit E.E. Cummings for the
review. Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot to put the quote in.
Well, like...
I'm a tweet stealer.
Rhee also tweets in lowercase. This is the other thing.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm with Rhee. Okay. I don't like that suddenly we have to be grammatically correct tweets. Agreed. I feel that is classist and rude. I liked it when the internet was just people all lowercase, no punctuation, just
stream
speaking
of consciousness.
Their fucking minds.
Me, just high at home.
I think of the all lowercase thing as almost like a comedic. It's almost like a thing you can do comedically, like when you intentionally remove, commas and punctuation and stuff like that. It almost implies something comedically. Like, I feel like you read it differently, and I feel like it's justified itself on comedy terms.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just was really high, so I just don't use grammar. But all of those reasons. All of those reasons.
All right, end of that round, the scores are Christian, you're on 2 points. John, you're on 2 points. Alex, you're on 3 points, but our winner... on 4 points, it's redown. Oh. Not winner. There's still
and
more
you all
rounds.
Got a fucking point for coming at me about that fucking cigarette tweet. Okay.
All right. This round is called Yeah Book. Now, in this round, we go back and talk about an experience from our younger days that has stayed with us. And today, we're talking about a young Christian Finnegan. Now, when Christian was in his 20s, he appeared as a contestant on the VH1 game show Name That Video. But... besides wearing a hoop earring like he was a pirate, what made this experience so memorable? Was it A, he was the first contestant ever to win the grand prize and walked away with a brand new car? That's A. B, on the show with him was another contestant called Isaac Brock, who backstage was telling Christian about his band. Christian asked him, oh, what are they called? And the guy said, Modest Mouse. Christian winced and said, oh, you've got to change that name. And every time he hears their songs, he feels embarrassed. Or C, during the taping of the show, the floor manager rushed onto the set, whispered in the host's ear, and the entire crew stopped production. They had just found out that Kurt Cobain had died, and they stopped filming that day. Christian is embarrassed to say that when he heard the news of Kurt Cobain's death, his first thought was, does this mean I won't be on TV? Now, one of these is true. You can ask Christian as many questions as you want, but bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he won't be answering truthfully. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Christian, what do you reckon? Which one?
Definitely D.
Which one feels like your truth?
I want to say all of the above, and it was just a hectic shoot day for some reason. Yeah. Like, just everything happened.
When did Kurt die?
In 1994, Kurt Cobain died.
Okay, I was one. I'm not going to be any help.
Oh, far.
I don't think you need to know or be alive when it happened to know that, oh, you might have that instinct of, oh, yeah, I've been bumped from TV.
He was the voice of a generation. How old are you, Christian?
I am 26.
I believe it.
I am 47 years of age, nearly 48.
Good for you.
Yeah, congrats. You look fucking good.
Thank you.
Yeah, holy Lord. And you live in New York, too? That's doubly impressive, because that city ages you.
I kind of hate you now, yeah. Christian, actually. So you fuck your answers. I just hate Christian.
See, now I'm not looking so good. You all gave me compliments at the start. I'm looking like a big piece of shit.
Because here's what no one knows about Josh. Josh is 30 years old.
Josh is 12.
Josh is particularly annoying because I've gotten really drunk with Josh. I remember on Roadshow, we got hammered drunk and he woke up and had a run and still looked great. And I wanted to be sick trousers.
That is so rude. There's nothing worse than an active person when you're hungover. I'm currently
on the sixth week of a 6-week gym challenge. I'm trying to drop my body weight to 12%.
Just shut up.
You have kids that like you and a wife that likes you. So how about you?
My wife is doing the challenge with me. We're both doing it.
Oh, yeah. So she's hot too. Yeah, cool.
She's a smoke show.
Happy for you.
Yeah, well, good for you.
Why do I think I have to maintain this? My wife
You're probably financially secure and have a nice car and friends.
John, I do a podcast, okay? I am not.
You simp for life, Josh.
Gross. 15 years ago, I lost like 90 pounds and I've gained about 65 of it back. But and people would always be like, why don't you do comedy about having lost weight? And it's exactly for what we're seeing right now. No one wants to hear about genuine accomplishment. There's nothing funny about it. Nobody wants to hear it.
No, anytime a comedian loses weight and talks about it, everyone's like, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
thanks. I'm just going to continue eating these tenders now.
Yeah. Like everyone's drinking beer at a comedy club. They're like, yeah, okay.
Happy is not funny. That's the bottom line.
Also, for some reason, a comedian who's supposed to be like the most mentally depressed fucking ogre telling you they've lost all this weight. It's like, I can't believe this is a cunt that also lost weight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like out of everyone, this fucking disgusting comic lost weight.
Yeah. You're telling me that this fucking definitely masturbated in an elevator in this year was able to fucking stick to keto and I can't fucking do it?
This albatross isn't like counting how many people's in a fucking lift. Are you kidding me?
I mean, losing weight isn't that difficult. I was so thin and good looking in my mid-20s and all I did was smoke and do drugs. But that's just, and it's also just clothes hung on me well. I just remember taking my clothes off when they were a lady and she was like, your hair is so patchy. I'll never live that down. By the way, my answer is C for Christian. If you guys remember that. I'm answering C. It was a long game. I was reading him like a gambler.
Alex and Ree, do you have any idea what you think you're going to guess?
I think it's the Kurt Cobain thing because he's very quick with the numbers. Yeah. And he's a comedian, which, you know, as we all know, if we get bumped from any kind of spot, from anything, that's the most important thing. So.
Also, I think Modest Mouse is one guy. That's the other reason why I went that way, and that might be helping Reed. Is that not true? Then I'm thinking of something else.
I don't know who Modest Mouse is.
In fact, Johnny Marr used to play with Modest Mouse.
Did he?
He did. Johnny Marr has,
for a couple albums.
His list of bands he was in is amazing.
Wow.
Well, I reckon... He's been in 5 amazing bands.
Yeah. I now feel like the answer is B, by the way, with that little tidbit of information. I just want to throw that out there right now. But heck, I'm going down with the ship.
What do you think, Ray?
What was A?
He won a car.
Do you have a car?
20 years later, do you have a car?
I do, in fact, own a car. Extrapolate that as you will.
Okay. Did you win a car?
Well, I feel like that would be ruining.
Okay. You have to answer as if you did it. But like, did you keep the car or did you sell it?
If I'll do it, I'll do an O.J. Simpson on you. If I had done it, if I had won a car on a game show, I would not have had a driver's license at the time, so I would have sold it back and kept the cash.
And how much did you get it for? How much cash did you get?
If I had done this, I would say $24,000 and $24,900 is what I would say.
Christian speaking in allegedlies.
Yeah. Either the answer is A, or Christian Finnegan can full murder someone, because that's some of the best. Like, just
I have to say,
regardless of what the answer is, I kind of think he already has.
No.
He was very quick to say, "If I'm, let me do an O.J. Simpson on you." I feel like that's been said before.
Yeah, but no one looks that good in their late 40s and has murdered someone. You know what I'm saying? It's one or the other.
That's what I want you to think.
In blood every day.
Oh, it's a long con. Well,
he took that car money. He bought a bunch of human trafficked cunts, and he just.
What do you think, Ray?
How big is the trunk on the car is the next question.
I reckon Christian's killed some people. That's what I reckon. But I'm going to go with A just because I feel like I want to do that.
Reed, the correct answer is A. You are right, Reed.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm thriving.
You want a car?
Yeah. So you
I did.
Want a
I
car.
Want a Toyota 4Runner. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And sold it back to them for $24,900?
Yeah. Actually, though, there were a couple in the final round. It was one of those things where it's like you started with three, then it went to two, then it went to one. And then in the final round, it was like you had to name like 10 videos in 60 seconds, like song and artist. And two of the songs that came up, one of them was You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC. And I said, You Shook Me. And one of them was Crash Into Me by Dave Matthews Band. And I said, Crash. And at the time, they were like, you won. Hooray, hooray. And then afterwards, I was in the green room for like 2 hours and I didn't know what was going on. And they're like, we have a problem. They actually, like, you didn't say the songs properly and we could get sued or whatever. And so I had to come back the next day and wear the same clothing and do the final round again with like 10 different songs. And I was like 40 grand in debt at the time. So it was like a super stressful situation. But I managed to pull
that's
it out.
Like Slumdog Millionaire. Is Slumdog Millionaire about you?
Yes. It was a Slumdog Thousandaire.
Like, was it crash me? You're like, oh my god.
So was there any part of you going, they don't want me to win this car, and so they're coming up with reasons why they shouldn't give me the car, so I've got to come in again tomorrow?
No, I completely assumed it was my fault. It never occurred to me that they were trying to, I thought the universe was trying to stop me from getting the car and my own ineptitude and failure. But not the VH1 people, because they wanted somebody to win, because the game show had been on for like a few months at that point and nobody had won yet. And so they were kind of like pulling for me. They were, because people have to win on a game show or else people stop watching. Like there has to be a winner occasionally.
Christian,
and so,
you've never lived in the United Kingdom, because in the UK, their game shows are literally the most difficult thing you've ever seen. And you win no money and they want no one to win.
But also, in the UK, but you get like, you've won the grand prize of £3,000. It's like, I don't know why people are watching them. The stakes are so low.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, it's in the movie Quiz Show. They say people just want to watch the money.
Yeah. At the end of that round, the scores are, John, you're still on 2 points. Alex, you're still on 2 points. Christian, you're now on 4 points, but maintaining her lead on 5 points is Reed down.
Oh, fuck yeah. Look at me now, haters. Yeah.
For those of you who can't see, Ree is dancing to music I assume she has pumped through her headphones.
Eating a chip.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you'll say yeah. If it's a lie, say nah. Okay, you can ask them as many questions you want, but bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong, so they get the point. So, to Christian, during the US election, John did a 19-hour live stream. When it was all over, he went to stand up and realized he couldn't, as his back was seizing up. Days went by and it was not getting better, so he booked to see a doctor. When he was asked how it happened, John lied and said it was from lifting weights, because he was too embarrassed to say, sitting in a chair, talking to strangers on the internet for an entire day. Yeah or nah? You can ask him questions.
I would like to just point out it was not an entire day. It was slightly less than an entire day. Thank you very much.
I feel like
drama.
I have, My 40 seconds at the time when Josh asked me to do this podcast, John was the only other person he had booked at the time. And so I was like, I know that name, but we haven't met before. And so I did a little bit of Googling. And I know I watched your AGT set where you talked about your the condition you were born with, where you didn't have reflexes and hand-eye coordination.
100%.
And what'd you say?
I said 100%. Correct, right? Yes, I do have that.
Yeah. So I am going to go ahead and say, yeah.
Christian, can I just
say, you say it Australian.
You are the first person on this show ever to do research before coming on. So one, thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you are not correct. This is not a true story. Put there for John.
Yeah.
See, I did. Homework doesn't help.
Never do homework.
I did do a live stream for 19 hours during the election because I thought Trump had won again, and I didn't know how to live my life anymore. But I was in enough good shape it didn't spasm my body.
So with the election coming, because it was like Trump went out very early. Were your hopes just absolutely distraught? Were you like beside yourself during it, or were you like, all right, I've lived through the last 4 years. What else is he going to do?
Well, it was just weird because I'm Canadian. So I moved here in the middle of Trump, and I was told he was leaving. And it was that thing of like, it didn't seem like he was leaving. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing in this fucking...
But you promised me.
You have to understand, it's like, I was in LA where literally this was the living in LA for the last year. It's like, all right, you're going inside in March. And by the way, we'll see you in June for when the police start attacking protesters and we burn this fucker down. But the entire country's already on fire and LA does it like 4 days later. So just no one talks about it. And then the entire state will be on fire and it'll just be orange and hot for 4 months. And then it's the election. And by the way, go fuck yourself. Like, I was so done. I was so done. Yeah. But then Biden won and people partied so hard, we definitely spiked coronavirus. Like, people stood in the middle of Sunset Boulevard, no car, like, just having sexual intercourse. It was wonderful.
In New York, was it a similar thing, Christian?
We got the fuck out of Dodge. My wife and I booked a trip to Lake Placid, which is like way in upstate New York where there's like mountains and stuff. Cause we thought whether he wins or he loses, we just might want to be somewhere else just to not, melt down. I was like, I've been a complete obsessive and not even in a positive way. Like, I watch the news all the time. Like, you know, where you're watching the news where it's like, okay, I've now watched the same news program 3 times. So it's clearly not for informational purposes. I knew that because of the way different states were counting their votes, that Trump was going to get to a lead early. Like, I knew that was going to happen. So I was kind of prepared for that. It was just the question of would Biden make up the, you know, but I was in Lake Placid in the mountains, like standing outside this dumb little cabin we rented, like holding my phone up to the sky to try to get one bar to get information. But I felt reasonably confident at about 5 a.m. when I went to bed the night of the election. I felt like, okay, I think I might be able to get a little sleep. Yeah. That was, you know.
Yeah. Around about 10 o'clock L.A. time the next day when Biden flipped Michigan is when I was like, oh, we're doing it. Yeah, basically, I started relaxing when Don Lemon on CNN, who is a black gentleman, kind of went, I think Biden's turning it around, with a look in his eyes being like, thank fucking Christ. I was like, all right, Don, yeah. Don knows.
Can I just say what John was saying about how like, people are dancing in the street, having sex on Sunset, that same thing here on Parramatta Road in Chippendale. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Huge.
We're really excited.
We don't really care about our own elections because our prime, when we vote someone in, it doesn't even matter.
But that wasn't for the election. That was for the MasterChef winner, right? That was.
Oh, what, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. We're still talking about the election. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. So to John now. To John. When Ree was in high school, Ree and her friends hatched a plan to annoy their maths teacher by cutting out the page numbers on every textbook in the classroom. Just a tiny little cut in the bottom corner that wouldn't really be noticed until the next year when the teacher would ask the students to turn to a page only to discover they couldn't read the numbers. Yeah.
That is diabolical.
Or nah.
I'm saying
hell yeah.
You're going to say yeah? John, you are incorrect. That is not a true story. That's made up by me. A point there for Ree.
It's so fun.
Did you make that up, Josh?
I made that up this morning. I was very impressed with myself. I thought that is a great... That is a great... Awesome. prank to do on a teacher.
I want to just to tell my kids to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best thing about it is that Josh was like, oh, about your maths teacher. And I had my first three maths teachers in high school, Mr. Jack, Mr. Stack, and Mr. Bridger, some of the fucking worst guys I've ever met. And it was all their last year in teaching. And so they were all just fucking rude. Like one of them told my friend, because she left her textbook in her locker, he was like, he goes, you're so disorganized. Like, you're such a horrible student. This is probably why your parents got divorced. Like they would say, it was so fucked. And in year 10, I had Mr. Bridger and he was so rude. And what I would do before every math class is I would run to my locker, which was like so far away from the class before, run to my locker, drop my phone in my locker, run back to my math class. And then when he was talking, I would put my hands under the desk and I'd do this. And I'd look at my hands. And every time he'd be like, stand up, give me your phone. I'd be like, I don't have a phone. What are you talking about? I'm like, oh. And it got to the point where I think like a couple of weeks in, I would do it like twice a week. Like I wouldn't do it every session. I'd do it like twice a week. And then I think like the seventh or eighth time I did it, he told me I just couldn't have my hands under the desk anymore. Like that was the rule. I had to have them on top of the desk every class because he was so sick of being embarrassed by me not having a phone. So it was a pretty good lie to make up because it sounds like something I would do if I'd had the forethought.
Man, I'm glad I'm no longer teaching. That's so good. All right, to Ree now. So you got a point there, Ree. So Alex once worked in a kitchen where her boss was a huge, huge fan of Gordon Ramsay. So much so that he would yell at his staff in a British accent, even though he was 100% not British. Yeah or nah?
What was the name of this restaurant?
I don't know if they're still in business.
That wasn't the question. I'm going to go
now. No, I just don't know if I should shout them out on a podcast.
Oh, right.
Was it a grilled?
It was not a grilled.
Was it we're a restaurant? Or was it like...
It was a catering company. It was a food truck that also did catering.
What was his name?
His name was Tim.
His last name?
Sorry, Timothy. As he insisted we call him.
Timothy. Right. He made you call him Timothy.
Mm.
Okay.
Or Chef. Yes, Chef.
What was his star sign?
Gee, I don't remember.
She's slipping. got on the ropes. I'm going to go with
You going to say yeah?
Yeah, Ree. I'm going to say yeah.
You're cleaning up today. That is a true story, yeah.
Yay.
Oh, my God, I feel so good about my life right now. Like, I felt really shitty today, so I'm feeling good. Thank you.
So when he was talking to you normally, Alex, was he just in his normal accent?
Just normal accent. He's an American guy, so it's even more of a stretch between his accent and the British accent, you know? But then as soon as we got in the kitchen, like, he thought he was Gordon Ramsay, and so he would just yell for no reason and just, like, so rude to everyone, like, bigging himself up. But it always had a bit of a, like, oh, you fucking idiot, what are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, my God, what a fucking piece of shit.
Wild, yeah.
All right, so to Alex now. When Christian was 14 years old, he had a job in a pizza place. He learned how to fold boxes, take orders, mop the floor, but the thing he took away from the job more than any of that was when the boss's brother took him aside and told him how he uses empty toilet rolls to masturbate with and that Christian should try it. Yeah or nah?
I hope this is yeah. Fucking hell.
There's no way it's not yeah. There's no way.
Josh, if you made this one up as well, I have some questions.
That's iconic.
I know dudes and I know businesses with Pete. Like, that is 100% a true story. And
oh, my God.
If you listen to last week's episode, Xavier Michaelides plays the game where he's like, all right, is this a true story or is this Josh as a horny dad writing the sickest shit he could do? And he would play it like if the guest has never been on before, it's true, but if not. But I've known Christian for a long time, so that's got to be out of the window. I might know that he can answer stuff like this, even if it's not true.
I feel like it's so real. I feel like you've awakened something in me, even.
Because an art and crafts section this afternoon that I really need to get to.
Yeah, Ree coming back from the shops with like 36 toilet rolls and going, oh, there's another lockdown. Nah, just got a busy afternoon ahead of me.
Like, yeah, me just like, James is like, my partner's just like, why can't you walk? And I'm like, don't even ask me, babe.
Blame Christian.
Don't fucking ask me.
Well, yeah, in that case, I'm just going to say yeah.
You're going to say yeah? Alex, you are correct. That is a true story. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, Christian, are you okay? That sounds traumatizing. Yeah.
I never actually tried it, but he told me that I could make sex with it.
Why did he think it was okay to ask, like, tell you this? Like, how did he bring this up?
It was weird. At the time, I didn't... It's only honestly, and recently, even when I was typing this up for Josh, that it occurred to me, like, oh, I think he was trying to molest me, and I didn't fully pick up on it.
Very predatory.
Because he would constantly take me aside and, like, talk about sex stuff, and this happened, like, in
when
the back.
When you're 14.
Yeah, and
you're
14
he told you this.
Yeah, yeah. And he told me you could take the empty roll and then, like, squeeze it around. I don't know why that would be comfortable. Like, it would hurt. Ouchie.
Yeah.
Or you could take the whole roll and, like, have, like, treat it like you could really, like, pound away at it.
Has this man ever had sex with an actual vagina before?
I don't know. Like, I hadn't. I think I don't. I think I had kissed someone at that point.
The textures are very different.
Yeah, Alex, I'll answer that question. Yes, but it wasn't attached to a human body. That's the vagina. That human.
Not a living one.
Yeah, no.
No, definitely.
Boys who went to like boarding school and stuff like that, I've heard they would get toilet rolls, take the roll out of it, but just leave the paper, wet that, and use that.
You know, he was Greek, and he wasn't like English wasn't his first language, so it's possible that that's what he meant. And I'm not saying Greek as opposed to another nationality. I'm saying
Greek flopped the fuck.
You know,
well, you know the Greeks.
Yeah.
You know that whole Greek stereotype.
Yeah.
So that may have been what he meant, and there was just a language barrier. But I did not pick up on that. I thought he wanted me to like completely tear my penis up with cardboard.
At the end of that round, the scores are John, 3 points. Christian, still on 4 points. Alex, now on 4 points. But on 7 points, out in front, it's three down.
Man.
And we're getting spanked by the Macker's kid here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Getting spanked by the king.
Nice use of Macker's too, John.
Yeah, Macker's.
I like that. You know what country this podcast is going out in.
Listen, I've been to Australia five times.
All right, this is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about you four. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzers. You get a point if you get right, a point off if you get wrong. You can't buzz in for your own ones. Our first one is this one. Who set their dad up with their best friend's mum?
Alex.
Ray?
Yes, Alex.
I'm going to say John.
No, that was Christian Finnegan did that. What a nice boy.
Yeah.
They got married. My best friend was my stepbrother for like 20 years.
Are they still married?
Why did you say
no,
was?
No, they got divorced eventually. Huh? Well, because they're not married anymore.
I just thought someone was dead, and I was like, oh.
But, yeah. I mean, somebody is dead somewhere.
Let's talk about that.
Hopefully.
So you went from best friends to best friends and stepbrothers. Now you're no longer stepbrothers.
But we are still very good friends.
There you go.
Yes.
That's good.
That's a nice story, Josh. Thank you.
Yeah.
No one's fucking cardboard roll.
it's to balance the scales.
Question two. Who had the police knock on their door looking for someone who was meant to be in quarantine and this person thought they were about to be arrested for having drugs in the house?
Gone.
Christian. Yes, Christian.
I'm going to say Ree.
You are correct, yes. Yes, that is right.
I always have a lot of drugs in my house. And this was back in Melbourne, went during the first lockdown, and someone had given our address as where they were staying, and I guess something had happened where they had to be traced, and they knocked on the door asking for her. But like literally the day before, I just bought in like a fuck ton of caps and tabs, and I was like, yeah, this is it.
This is my undoing.
I'm going to go to jail for being a drug dealer for just buying too many drugs for myself. They're like, this is a dealable amount. I'm like, I just can handle it. I can fucking take a hit. So that's why I've got them all, but very scary.
And
but
if
it has not deterred me in any way.
If any cops are listening, this happened 10 years ago. The statute of limitations surely has been passed.
Yeah, that quarantine lockdown from 2011.
Not guilty.
From swine flu. Okay. Next question. Question three. Who here once stayed in a deceased estate for 6 months where the urn of the deceased was in the lounge room?
John.
Yes, John.
Alex.
You are correct, John. Yeah, a point there for John.
Yeah. I was house-sitting a deceased estate and, the urns of the owners were kept in the living room that I watched TV in.
Did you know them before you were...
No, it was like a friend of a friend. It was just a way to not pay rent for a while.
Yeah.
So So.
But, so why did they need someone to stay there, though?
Like, to just look after it and just, like, make sure nothing...
What a gig.
It was fantastic. It was in St. Leonard's, too, like, in Sydney, like, beautiful area. Nice. So, you know, pros and cons.
Also, insurance is so much cheaper if a residence is being lived in.
Oh.
Yeah. And if it's not.
Yeah, cool.
If they need anybody, I'm available.
Yeah. A friend of mine lived in a mansion in St. John's Wood down the street from Paul McCartney for 6 years because a family was having a dispute over a like a estate.
Yes.
And they just had to have people in it for insurance and squatting purposes. So they had to pay a contribution. It was like £200 a month. And it was like, it was insanity. Yeah.
That's what so I was hoping would happen, is they'd just keep squabbling because all I had to pay for was like the water bill and that's it. It was awesome.
Were you ever scared though?
It was a very scary house. Like, it was very dilapidated. Like, a lot of the rooms you just don't go in because, like, the floor was missing and stuff.
Oh, my God.
I had, a little scary birthday party there and stuff. But it was worth it because, again, St. Leonard's, no rent. I mean.
Hell yeah.
Mm. All right, next question. Who here told John Cleese to eat their ass?
Christian.
Yes, Christian.
I'm going to go... again.
No, that was John Hastings did that.
Really?
Yeah.
What's under what context?
See, that's where I feel like I don't even know Ree, and now I've just put that on.
No, I definitely. If I had my fucking chance, I'd tell him to eat my ass too.
Technically, it was on Twitter, but I stand by it because he literally had tweeted, and I'll never forget. I remember when I grew up in London, it was filled with English people. Now you walk down the street, and it's nothing but Muslim people just. Yeah. And I literally was just like,
yikes.
Fuck off, John Cleese, by the
He's
way.
He's had a run lately, hasn't he?
He has.
Also, you don't live in London. You live in Los Angeles. What the fuck are you talking about?
His other one was when he just had a go at Nicole Byer. He said he watched her Netflix special and just was like, oh, all she does is talk about having sex. And
he called her Jolly.
Yeah, it's like, fuck. You fucking idiot. Anyway.
Eat my piss.
In my piss basket.
You don't even get to rim me. You don't get the pleasure of that. You get to drink my fucking piss.
Out of a woven basket.
A basket.
Yeah, no basket of piss. Just straight straight from the source.
Yeah, from that woven bath, that tightly woven basket.
Question five. Who here almost died on a roller coaster?
Oh, Alex.
Christian.
Yes, Alex.
Okay.
John, six weeks ago?
It was Ree. Ree almost died. Yeah.
What happened?
Were you on drugs on a roller coaster? Yeah. Just tried
No.
She was just in a chair, John.
Yeah, this is my living room. I was like, oh my God. So I went to Movie World on the Gold Coast. I don't know if you got, it's like Hollywood on the Gold Coast, is what they call it. It's the same.
It's exactly the same.
And basically there was a big thing. There was two big theme parks, just like in Australia, but they're on the Gold Coast. One of the rides killed a bunch of people and like a kid a couple of years ago, and so like attendance has been low, and I went to the one that didn't kill people, and I actually did go to both, but this story is from the one that didn't kill people, and it's called the Hypercoaster because it goes like 120 kilometers per hour and it's over a kilometer long. It goes for a minute and 45 seconds. And I went with some friends and they got on the ride before us because some people were by themselves and me and my partner couldn't go on. So we had to, and I didn't want to go on. And I was watching Roller Coaster Tragedies the whole time. Like, people were screaming audibly out of my phone in the 45 minute line. I was just like not having it, but I was like, I want to do it. I want to do it. So they get on first and then we get it. I was like, they said, oh, you can pick wherever you want to sit because you've been inconvenienced. And I was like, well, go to the front because then when we're going down, like, we won't go down as fast. Like, I don't know how fucking roller coasters work. Just, I don't know why. And while we're sidling in, okay, like, I probably look so skinny from this angle, but I'm a plus size girl, in the front seat, and this bitch is like kicking it down. She's like, babe, suck it in. And I'm like, I'm sucking it in. So we're right at the front. And then she goes and she like checks everyone else's seats and stuff. And it doesn't go over like this where you can hold it. It just comes up and you can hold like two bike handles. Like, it does not feel safe at all. And you hear them go, all right, we're going to go off. And then someone's walkie talkie goes off and she comes back over to me and she goes, sorry, Gorge, your harness thing's popped out. And then she shoves it back in. My fiance James goes, "What?" And then the ride takes off. And I was just like, "What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck is happening?" And you go like 80 meters up in the air. And we're going up. And I was like, "This is really high." And like my seat thing is like blah, blah, blah. I mean, like, obviously I'm fine. I'm alive. But like the whole time, and I'm like a really loud person, like, but the whole time on the whole ride, the whole time I'm doing this, I'm like, no. Oh God. No. And then every time it's like moves or turns, my butt is lifting out of my seat, which is supposed to happen to everyone. But when you think your seat harness is broken, you think I'm going to be flung. I'm going to be flung and I've got this to hold on. This is nothing. And it was, and I, after the ride, I cried for like 10 minutes. I could not stop crying.
That's my worst nightmare. That is
maybe I'm dead now, and this is my subconscious. But
yeah, maybe you're in the urn that was in Alex's house.
It was my house. I wish I owned a house, even a dilapidated one. I'd be so stoked.
So if you are dead, Reed, is doing a podcast, is this hell or heaven? I'm not
it's
sure.
Both.
It's
both. Yeah.
This is purgatory. No.
I'm winning. Are you kidding? Podcasting it's hell, but I'm winning.
If you win, you go to heaven. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I have a photo. I'll send it to you guys. I look fucked.
Great. I'll post it on the socials.
Post on this. Yeah, I want as many people to see this as possible, Josh. Good idea.
All right. Next question. Who here used to work in a forensic hospital?
John.
Christian.
Yes, John.
I'm going to go Alex.
You are correct. Yes, point there for John.
I was going to say Christian, but then he buzzed in, so that made it so easy.
I know. That's why I knew it wasn't you either.
All right. I got some scientists on today. I see.
Well, I don't know which one of us is wearing glasses.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How long are you there for, Alex?
I was there for a year. I worked in the pharmacy department. I wasn't anything exciting, but yeah, just over at Long Bay.
All right.
Did you ever see a dead body?
In the pharmacy?
Maybe she didn't get their medication to them.
I'm like dispensing citalopram. Like also there's the morgue right next.
This dead body needs some jelly beans.
Taking his passport photo.
Not to belittle pharmacists. I'm sure there's more than jelly beans and passport photos. All right, next question. Whose last gig before lockdown also happened to be the biggest of their career?
Christian.
Yes, Christian.
I'm going to say John.
You are correct, John Hastings. He did, biggest in terms of a million people watched it, John.
Whoa.
It was 4 million people. How dare
you? There you go.
That doesn't sound COVID safe, John.
Yes, I filmed America's Got Talent 1 year ago today. In an empty Pasadena Center for the Performing Arts with no audience. And I remember it was super fucked. And then LA had shut down and there were no Ubers or cabs. So I had to take Los Angeles public transport at the beginning of a pandemic. Like this was before masks or anything. And LA isn't a regular city anywhere. Christian probably knows this, but like LA public transport's fucking.
LA and New York are very different.
Very different.
I've heard that.
Yeah,
I have
heard
that.
If you get on the subway in New York, people are like, that makes sense. You get on the subway in LA and they're like, do you want to be murdered by a roaming gang of meth heads? And I was like, I do. And yeah, it was me. And I got to Union Station. This is so crazy. And a guy walked off. He was on my train car, walked off, walked up to a security guard, said the worst racial slur you could say to the security guard. And then they had a full fist fight. And that, all was with it, like, literally in that same hour where I was like, oh, I didn't embarrass myself on American television. Within 60 minutes, just, don't you call me that! Like, yeah.
How humbling.
I love that you didn't really talk about the gig at all and you just really talked about this fucked bus
ride. I mean, it was a super surreal experience. I performed to no audience on a television show where they could edit me to look like an asshole and they didn't.
Having watched this in my extensive research for this podcast, I was like, oh, he's on America's Got Talent. And then halfway through, you said borrowed instead of borrowed. And I was like, he's not from America.
Not at all.
That's not how we
not even
borrowed.
Close.
That is a scam. That's what that is. Go to Canada's Got Talent.
Buddy. I also got, I kept saying that I wanted to be from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. And they're like, no, we're putting Los Angeles. And I'm like, no, put Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, America. No one will notice. I'm a comedian. That's funnier. And they were so against. There was just so many times where I was like, "This is like, guys, it's fine. It's
I'm giving you content.
I'm also like, I'm going to be on for 4 minutes and then a dog is going to win this entire thing. Like, come on.
Yeah. Next question. Who, when they were younger, was a huge fan of Niles from Frasier?
John. Christian.
Alex.
I heard John say Christian. Reece said Alex. Alex is correct, so I'll give Rhea a point. John, you don't lose a point because Rhea got it.
I loved him. I wanted to marry him for so long.
As a kid, you watched Frasier.
Oh, I still do.
I understand now, but as a kid, that was when TV's off. What? We're not watching Frasier. We liked Cheers in our house, but Frasier's
we started with Cheers, then we graduated to Frasier. I was a bit of a little dork. I was like Sheldon
We were a Law and Order SVU family.
What?
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay.
What a dark household.
I know, but it's cool.
It's cool. Got to learn about it.
All right. Our last question for the game. Who here once spent a night in Peru out of their head on malaria drugs while a severe storm came through?
Alex.
Yes, Alex.
Christian?
Yes, you are correct. That was Christian. Hey. Yeah, point for Alex.
Yes. It was super intense. We went to Peru during the rainy season and because it was cheap, but then we realized why. It's because no one goes into the Amazon during rainy season. Mm-hmm. And so it was just my wife and I and three guides that we were so deep into the Amazon that you had to get your passport stamped to get in there. And we were in the middle of the woods and we were in this tent and just we were sleeping, went to bed at 6 o'clock at night because it had gotten dark. And you just heard this white noise. And I was like, what is that noise? It's like, and it just got louder and louder and louder. And then just the skies opened up and there were trees crashing down around us. And the tent was leaking and we were just laying in water all night, holding hands silently because there was nothing we could say. Yeah. And we just thought it's entirely possible that one of these trees is going to fall on us. And we were on malaria drugs. And I swear to God, I thought there is a very substantial chance that these guys have just been fuck this, and it left us there because I would have.
Yeah.
But yeah.
How much did you pay for this experience?
$40,000. Overshot.
He sold the car he was
gave him your car.
Named that video, yeah.
No, it's this cool G Adventures. It's like they do, it's like not quite youth hostel backpacking, but one step up from that where it's not luxury, but it's kind of cool. Yeah. But we went to Machu Picchu. We did the whole thing.
Did you go to Lake Titicaca?
That's terrifying.
We did. And five different people made the same joke because, Peru's on one side and Bolivia is on the other side. And they'd be like, this is the Titi. Over there is the Caca. They all thought it was hilarious.
And you're have you guys ever heard about this toilet paper roll trick?
At the end of the game, the scores are Alex J, 3 points. Well done, Alex. John Hastings, 5 points.
Thank you.
Christian Finnegan, also 5 points. But our winner on 8 points, it's Ree Down. Well done, Ree. You've won.
Oh, my God. I'm actually, legitimately so stoked.
I'd like to go to heaven.
McDonald's. I'd like to thank my cigarettes. I'd like to thank the Dexys last night. I'd like to thank my unending mental health issues.
Ree, what brand of cigarettes do you go with, Ree?
Peter Jackson hybrid / they're called Fresh Burst Blue 25s.
Can cigarette companies sponsor podcasts? Because they can't advertise anywhere else. So
if they do, I will start a podcast.
Is there
just to get a sponsorship?
Last week, Ree, I got a collection of physio creams because I talked about how I have a sore back.
I have a sore back too.
And physio cream sent me all this stuff, to my PO box, and so maybe. If Peter Jackson, if you're listening,
Peter, come on, babe.
Send Ree's.
I'm sorry. The film director Peter.
Where
Jackson?
He got the money? That's where he got the money for the movie.
Yeah.
In Australia, he also does cigarettes.
He's a side gig.
Yeah. He's quietly a tobacco baron.
Lord of the Smoke Rings.
Yeah.
No, Ree, because you win.
Did it fix anything? Did the physio fix anything?
Yeah. It's good. It's good stuff. I highly recommend physio cream. Brought to you.
Is that what it's called? By physio cream. Physio cream by physio cream.
Physio cream, yeah, it's the purple stuff. It's good shit.
If we're getting sponsors on board, my cat's been peeing on my couch lately. So Fellaway, if you're in the Market, I'd love some free spray.
Can someone,
okay,
it's very expensive.
I'm gonna go with McDonald's as well. Right. Okay.
My PayPal is John Hastings Podcast. Just PayPal me money, like just straight up.
Mine's redown at hotmail.com.
Yeah,
that's my email address, and also, but that's also my,
yeah,
PayPal,
John.
So. Ray, don't put, can I, sorry, Ray,
don't you fucking edit that,
yeah,
out.
It's John Hastings Podcast at gmail.com. That's my PayPal.
Okay.
I want cash,
listeners. Listeners, if I find out any of you have sent your dicks to
Ree.
Please
read, send me your dick pics. No one ever sends them to me. They go, oh, she's been in a relationship for 10 years. She doesn't want them. I do.
Don't.
Send
don't.
Them to me. I want your assholes spread wide. Pussy shots, titties, titty cacas, all of
them. Wait, Ree.
No videos, though. Don't send me a video.
Wait a minute. Why? Okay, I have a few questions.
Or if there is, put subtitles on them because I might be at work.
Yeah, Ree, quick couple of questions.
I'm not at work. I don't have a job. What?
Why not video? Just for clarification's sake for the people listening, because they're probably all going like, listen, I'd like to spice it up in terms of media.
It just makes it too real.
Understood.
To me.
Great. And also, will your boyfriend?
But just a close up of a butthole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like what?
Yeah. If you want to do a video and there's no movement, it's like the camera's moving side to side a little bit. That's fine too.
But it's you don't.
But no action shots.
You want production value.
I don't want cum. I don't want to see you cum.
Right. What if it's just somebody like wiggling their pelvis so that their penis just kind of slaps back and forth?
That's fine. That's actually okay.
Funny.
So what you're saying
is that's actually really funny.
So what you're more saying is you've gotten a lot of videos of cum and you don't want any more cum videos.
I have received a couple of cum videos, but no dick pics. Like no one has ever sent me a dick pic.
What about your boyfriend?
But
in the same domicile as you. Get him to fucking.
No, we've been together since we were in high school. We've been together for 10 years. So we've never had to send, like, we didn't have sex for 6 months when we first got together. So, like, we've never needed to send dick pics, you know?
I know, but
can I just say, the listeners who turn off before the plugs.
It's just a sweet, sweet story.
Ree. Oh, she's got it. Ree, because you win, you can plug whatever you want. You just plugged your email address.
Yeah, my PayPal specifically, guys. Yeah, if you send me a video, you have to send me, like, $50 to my PayPal.
All right, there you go.
And you have to send me $25 if you send Ree a video.
Yeah, me and John, it's a $75 fee, $50 to me, $25 to John.
Anything else you got to plug, Ree?
You can just send me the cum. That's fine.
Yeah, and if you guys have any cum videos, send them to Christian, and then you also have to pay me another $50 if you want to send Christian cum videos. I will find out
you
what his email is and I'll send it out.
Send me the video to toiletpaperseductor@gmail.com.
kittycarcar69@gmail.com.
And follow Ree on all the socials at Ree Down.
I do have something I want to promote. I've been doing my art stuff, my resin stuff, stupidbaby.com.au, and I've got stuff up there if you guys could buy them, and then I can buy myself more cigarettes.
Great. Awesome.
Thank you. Dunker.
Christian, where can people find you?
I mean, I have a website, but who goes to websites? Nobody.
How dare you after I just said mine?
Well, but you, okay. Well, I don't know. Mine's just, I think there's a gig on there from 2008 that's probably on my website. I'm on Ye Olde Twitter Machine at Christ Finnegan. And I have 4 albums on iTunes and Spotify and all that jazz. And a fifth one coming out in the next few months. It's called Show Your Work.
Ooh. Excellent. Listen to them. Hey, John, where can people find you?
You can find me on all the social medias at the John Hastings, and I am doing a shitload of Twitch streaming at John Hastings Comedy. Please come and do that.
Excellent.
Because comedy still doesn't exist really in North America, and so I need something. Someone pay attention to me.
At Alex J, where can people find you?
I'm on the socials at AlexJ1. I've also got a show coming up at the Melbourne Comedy Festival from the 24th of March to the 4th of April, 9:30 p.m. at the Imperial Hotel. It's called No Sorry You Go.
Excellent.
Please come along.
Awesome. Hey, make sure you do go to the Imperial Hotel. That's where me and Ben Lomas are doing our show in the Comedy Festival, so for the last 2 weeks. Also, the podcasts are on sale, so at European Beer Cafe, 6 o'clock on Sundays, 4 weeks in a row. Whole bunch of cool guests coming on. So in the first week, it's Nina Oyama, Tommy Dasilo, bunch of others. Ross Noble's doing one. Carl Donnelly, John's very good friend Carl, is doing one. Luke Heggie's doing one. It's going to be great. So make sure you get tickets at joshearl.com.au. Hey, thanks everyone for doing this. It's been so much fun. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.